You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Formed during the last ice age, Apple Island is in the middle of Orchard Lake. You can't make this stuff up.
This is episode 281 for the 8th of October, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster, and this is Arc 365, a podcast today in 2017. Apple Island is located in the southeastern corner of Lower Michigan and was once inhabited by Native Americans. They ceded the island to the United States in the Treaty of Detroit in 1807. The 35-acre of island is filled with over 400 plant species and many animals. The first modern evidence of earlier occupation came in the 1930s when a resident was plowing his cornfield and found a French-made spun pewter bowl filled with wampum, a traditional shell bead of the eastern woodland tribes. The bowl was likely made in the late 18th or early 19th century and was likely a gift from the French to the Native Americans on the island. Several test pits were excavated in 1997 and yielded stone tools and pottery. There is no evidence, however, of pottery production on the island. Many silver trade items were recovered during excavations in June of 2000 and highlighted the extensive trading and influence from the Europeans on the native population. Another excavation in 2008 concluded that it is currently impossible to determine how often or for how long the site was occupied by Native American Indians or exactly when this may have occurred. It is most likely that the site area is one of the many local archaeological sites various Native American Indian groups used casually and ephemerally during the 15th or 16th and possibly 17th centuries, and then occupied again in the later 18th and early 19th centuries. It goes on to say that the site is one of those extremely rare sites where Aboriginal stoneworking, ceramic manufacturing, and European trading coexisted. The island was once known as Menasagorning by the local Native Americans. Further evidence shows that Native Americans may have first come to Apple Island over 2,000 years ago. Security and abundant resources would have been a huge attraction. Thank you. That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.